Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Trinity Elliott. I'm a senior here at Ben Davis High School, and I'm a part of the Ben Davis Telecommunications Program. So my first question is about making a difference young. You started in politics really young, and you've made a difference within young people's lives. So what advice would you have for someone who maybe doesn't want to go into politics, or who does, but they're young and they've been told, you know, through stereotypes and other things that as a young person, your voice doesn't really matter as much. You're not as important as older generations.
Well, first, participation really does matter. You can make a difference. And in spite of all the negativity and that sort of thing, I see it each and every day. It starts with not having to run for office. I mean, there have been a few people who do that. I did that. My father has done that. But look, you can go into journalism and make a real difference by covering stories that you think are important to the community. You can be a nurse. You can be a doctor. You can be a public defender as a lawyer. You can start a small company that ends up creating jobs where people can work and support their families. You can go into the military, be a nurse. There are any number of ways in which you can make the world a better place and make a contribution. When it comes to politics, as I said, you can run for office. My advice there would be to start local. And it's great making a difference. It's kind of granular. You can feel it when you're working with your neighbors and your community to actually see an improvement you're making. When it's in the state house or in the nation's capital, it's kind of a little more distance there, and you can make a difference, but you don't kind of see it every day. And find someone you believe in. Find someone you admire, respect, and get involved with that person. And then that person can be your proxy, representing you, standing for you, your values, your beliefs, and so forth. I wouldn't have been elected dog catcher if it hadn't been for a lot of people believing in me and helping me out. And I always remember, and the final thing I'd say is something President Truman once said. He was a humble man, and he said, in the United States of America, it's not the politicians who run the country. In America, it's the people who govern. The politicians, we're just the hired help. They work for us. And so let's make sure the ones who do work for us are the ones we want.
Okay, thank you. And then also just the importance of balancing a family. We are aware that you stepped down from office just to balance your family and to be a better father and husband. So just what's the importance of, you know, balancing your family with work and the things you're passionate about?
Well, it is a balance, and part of my decision was my sons were born when I was still governor, and I'm glad that they were young. They were only about 13, 14 months old when we left the governor's residence, and so, you know, they didn't read the newspaper or watch TV or anything at that point in time. Being in the Senate was a little bit different. I was gone a lot because, I've got to be home in Indiana or I got to be in Washington, and they're one place or the other. They can't be both, so I really did want to take their final 3 years at home and be involved with what they were doing, going to their games, being there for dinner. Maybe that was self-indulgent on my part, but I really felt that my responsibility to them as their dad was the most important one that I had, and I wanted to set a good example. So it's a constant balance, and it's a big sacrifice. So if you want to go into public life, it's got to be a team sport. Your spouse, if you have one, your kids, if you have them, they've got to be, you know, supportive and want to be a part of that process too. If they're not, then it's probably going to be an unhappy experience. And I think your values may be out of whack, because I think at the end of the day, your, you know, family is probably the most important thing.
Okay, and then we had a CNN reporter here, TJ Holmes, and he spoke on, he gave us a quote, is, "Have you failed badly enough to flourish?" And how does that attest to your life, maybe with politics or just your personal life or schooling or anything?
Oh, that's so you failed to succeed? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that. I've learned as much or more from mistakes I've made or things that didn't turn out the way I'd hoped than I have from successes. I've been very blessed. I've had a lot of things go right in my life. But one of the things I've realized, and my kids helped me with this, and my marriage has helped me with this too, is that I tend to be a perfectionist by nature. I want everything to go just right, and 99% could be going great, but I'm always focused, what about that 1%? And so, well, you know, life is not quite that neat. You know, you got to kind of take a deep breath. And a dear friend of mine, who who's now an official down at Indiana University, said to me, he's really working on being grateful for the things he has in his life and on forgiveness. And so that's the thing I would emphasize, is particularly the forgiveness part. Someone says something that's irritating, or there's a difference you got, or your child does something you wish they'd do, learn to be forgiving. And that's not only will help the people you interact with, I think you'll feel better about yourself. Don't harbor inside, you know, the anxiety and, you know, anger, things like that. Let it go.
And then my last question, it's from an interview about...
Can I say one other thing?
Yes.
Life is a team sport, whether it's your spouse or your kids or the people you're working with or the people in your church or anything else. Surround yourself with the most idealistic, brightest, nicest people you can. And remember that if you succeed, it's in large part because other people have made it possible. So gratitude is pretty high on my hierarchy of values, too.
Okay.
So pay it back and pay it forward. Isn't that what they say?
Yes. And then you said in 1979, after your mother had died, that her death instilled in you to make a determination, to have a determination to make the most out of life. How did you, you know, stick with those values, and what, you know, kept you going through, you know, what would be a tragic time in most people's lives?
Yeah, my mother was really a wonderful figure in my life. I was an only child, and my father was gone a lot, so I became particularly close to my mother. She was governor of Girls State in Oklahoma, where she grew up. She was president of Girls Nation when she was 18 years old. She met President Truman in the White House, and you know, that was a different time. Thankfully, today there are more opportunities for women. People used to say, if it had been 20 years later, maybe she would have been the senator of my family, and my father not so much. I don't know what my dad would say about that, but in any event, she was a special woman, and she got cancer when I was only, I think, around 14, and then ended up passing when I was 23. And so that was hard, no question about it. But I would say she probably, I don't know how she would have felt about me running for office. I think she would have been proud but worried. Proud that I wanted to make a difference. Worried that politics today can just be kind of nasty. And it's, you know, your family sacrifice and all that kind of thing. I think she'd be really happy things worked out well. I think the hardest part is she never got to meet my wife. And she never got to see her grandchildren. And that's the thing that she, literally my last conversation with her was that she just regretted that she wouldn't be able to do that. And so that actually kind of keeps me going. And when I look at each of my boys, I see a little something of her and both of them, particularly one. And my wife is an effervescent, outgoing person, a lot like my mother. And so I think her spirit kind of continues to be alive. And I do think it's not uncommon. I'm 59 years old. You know, some people would say when I hit the big 6-0, I'm on the, as President Clinton, I've heard him say, he said, I now have more yesterdays than I do tomorrows. Well, I'm probably about at that point too. But I do try and keep her spirit alive. And it is not uncommon that when I'm thinking about an important decision I've got to make, I wonder what my mom would think about that. Because she was always a source of inspiration, pretty good advice to me. So the moral of that story is, even if somebody's gone, you know, if you honor their memory, they're still with you.
Thank you.
Great.